So, hey guys, how's it going? I actually forgot to record my BOS, a part of the main show, so I'm going back. I've already recorded the episode, but we're going back and we're just going to record it right now. The rest of the show will be normal. I also want to keep it transparent with you guys. You miss a week and a half, and you really forget how to do this podcast thing. But anyways, I do have the BOS questions, and if you want to know what the BOS questions are, it is before opening show. So if this is your first time at Kyle Talks, I do something every week called BOS, before opening show, where you can send in questions about business, society, culture, what's the best kind of foods, what are some good spots to eat down in LA, D, all the above. Ask me any of these questions, and you have a chance to be for your question to be read and answered on the podcast. Let me preface this, though, with the fact that this podcast is about society, business, and culture. And what that means is I'm a 25-year-old young man, and I'm starting to carve my way out into the professional and podcasting world. So I offer this this segment of the show, BOS, not as I have it figured out, so let me tell you how you too can have it figured out, but it's more of I'm learning every day. I'm applying what I'm learning from business, from my jobs, from podcasting. I'm applying it every day to the podcast so we can help each other get better. So when you send in questions, let you know I'm 25, I'm young and dumb, and I'm learning. So don't be like, oh, it's going to be all figured out. This is for us as a way for me to communicate with you and for you to communicate with me and for you to have some exposure, have your question up on the show, and just for my thoughts on things. Like I said, I'm still figuring it out and I'm learning, but we're doing that together. So if that interests you, go ahead and send your BOS question to KyleTalksPodcast@gmail.com or check the links down below and just make sure you put BOSS, B-O-S-S, in the subject line. Let's get to today's question. Hey Kyle, appreciate you and seeing appreciate you and I'm terrible at reading. I know how to read, I promise. This happens every week. I read it too fast in my head. Hey Kyle, appreciate you and seeing how much growth you are getting. I had a simple question on whether you know when it's time to move on from a business or job, or are you just burnt out? Thanks for the show. Nothing but love. Great question. If I'm being super honest with you, I don't know if I can answer that entirely, because if I'm being very transparent with you, I don't think I've been at a time in my career where I'm like, man, I'm actually burnt out, or man, am I just wanting to move on? Well, I guess I felt that with football when I played in football after really hard days, but that's something I knew I really wanted to do, and some days are just hard. So I never questioned quitting, but some days were just hard. You know what I mean? So if, like I said, full transparency, I don't know if I've been in that exact situation, or maybe you haven't and you're just curious, if you are in a situation like that. But if I'm, like I said, if I'm giving you my young and my belief at the moment right now, I would say that's honestly up to you, whether you would, what you know. Because I feel like I know a lot of people who start something right, and they start getting some momentum, and they start doing some cool things, and they just stop. Because like, oh, they feel like they're burnt out. Are you really? Or because they feel like they don't like it anymore. Do you not like it anymore? Or have you been just going too hard for so long, you're starting to get burnt out? You know what I mean? There's a difference. And the difference, at this moment, here's what I believe. That difference, I believe, is one of those is you don't want to go anymore because you actually don't like this. And on the other hand, it's you love doing this, but you've been going so hard. It's starting to get to a point where it's coming a little tiresome. So it makes you feel like you want to quit, but really you're just burnt out. That's how I'm interpreting this. And I have been in those moments where I've been going so hard at something. I'm talking about college. I'm talking about playing collegiate football, where you're going so hard and it just gets to a point like, God, like, you know what I mean? Like, dude, I'm just too much, man. But you love what you're doing. You know that. You know that. And I think that's actually the main difference. You know you like what you're doing deep down. You cannot lie to yourself about that. But you've been going so hard, it's like, ugh. Like, I need a break or something. Like, I've been going so, like, do I need to take a day, you know, an hour, that kind of thing. So No one else can figure that out for you. Like, that's literally on you 100% to know. I can't tell you which way you feel. A big successful podcaster can't tell you how you feel. People who are trillionaires or wealthy, they can't tell you how you feel. Only you can say how you feel. So I think you need to decide if this is something you're going through, or if you're asking for a friend type situation. Figure out, do you actually hate what you're doing? Do you feel like you need to move on, or you just feel like you're burnt out and maybe need to sit back? And there comes balance with that too. I think that's a whole different topic, because you don't want to sit out for so long that you get out of it and you start falling out of stuff. But I think where, and you would know that, right? But I think for me, this is for myself too, and for you who asked this question, for everyone, I think only you know whether you actually need to move on or you're just burnt out. So apply that. Sit down with yourself. Like I said, no one else can tell you how you feel. It's literally all about how you feel on that. But thanks for sending the question, and let's get to today's episode. What it do be going on in these streets, though it do be though, too, with them and those and them. Welcome back, everyone, to Kyle Talks, where I'm Kyle, and we talk. Wow, what a great few weeks it has been. I haven't done a Kyle Talks in like literally 2 weeks. We're going to talk about it. I'm not done making this podcast. I'm so excited. Sorry, I had a lot of energy, and I felt like that's how I want to present myself. But hey, editor, keep that in. We're not editing this out. I just said that to sound cool. I'm the actual editor. Anyways, hey guys, how's it going? I've missed you. I've gotten some good feedback about the podcast lately. Before we jump into it, this whole episode is about me traveling for business reasons. So yeah. You guys know, so before we jump into it, I literally went on to a, no, we're getting ahead of myself. So we missed the past week or so because I have been traveling, for a business trip, which is literally the title of this podcast episode. And I've missed you guys. I had a lot of people saying like, hey, are you just doing Phycotomy now? Like, no, definitely not. After like the success that we're seeing and that you guys have been showing me, that is not, you know, the move we're going. It's just, you know, I was traveling literally for business, which is so weird to say, because I've never, in my 25 years of life, this is my first time ever traveling for like business. And y'all know how reimbursements work? I ain't never had nothing reimbursed for me in my life business wise. Usually, because, you know, usually I work for, you know, Targets or whatever, and they don't reimburse nothing, because everything you get paid little, and everything you do, you know, you have to pay for. They don't get no help. My boss, now my current CEO of the startup I'm with, was like, yeah, Kyle, you need some receipts. I'm like, receipts for business stuff? I just don't pay for it. It was crazy. It was so weird. Talk about like feeling like an adult. I ain't never had to like do nothing, no kind of like reimbursements or anything like that. First time for it. Who knew? Also, so we're going to get into that, you know, we'll get into that. That's the whole point of this episode. We're going to talk about our first business trip experience, but also the reason why that I was able to miss is my computer actually caught on fire. Like literally no joke. And we're going to make this all a part of the episode. So before we jump into all of that, I just want to say really quick, thank you guys for the love. So the Spotify Wrapped was about a week or two ago, something like that, right? And it made me really, like, I'm trying to be calm. But the fact that some of my podcast episodes showed up on there for you guys, I know, you know, I don't need to have 1,000 people that I show up on for their top listeners for the year. But the fact Kyle Talk showed up on 5 to 10 people's of their Spotify, I have some people send it to me after the fact. That really meant something to me. I'm like, what? People are listening to me, bro. Talking about like my experience and our experiences and how we share them together. So it's crazy. It's crazy because you guys are like actually listening, and then you guys actually show up on social media and like hit me up. Like I have people who hit me up on my DMs. I'm not talking like hundreds of people, obviously. If I'm being super transparent, it's like 2 or 3, if I'm being super honest. But it's just like, the fact that I have people like, hey, this episode's good. Hey, where are you at? I enjoy this stuff. or hey, you're on my Spotify Wrapped. Man, that stuff, that means so much to me, guys. Thank you so much for showing this love. Like I said, the plan with this podcast, I'm 25. I'm going to do this podcast until I'm 30, 5 years straight. And we're going to see where we're at from there and make a decision about what we want to do with our lives. But you guys are like the real top G's. Not the Andrew Tate people, but y'all like the real, y'all the real deal. I thank you guys so much for showing the love. Thank you guys so much for showing up and downloading and sharing the episode. A lot of you guys have shared it. I'm so appreciative. Not to make this all mushy-gushy, you know, whatever, however y'all feel about all that. But, man, I'm super grateful. That motivated me more beyond words to, like, continue to do this podcast because people are listening to me talk and about society, business, and culture. And you guys are just goated. You guys are awesome. I appreciate y'all so much. I'm gonna go to the corner store. What y'all want? Just let me know. I'll get you if you want some like Doritos, some Oreos, some drink. I got y'all. Again, before we jump into the episode, my last thing. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for downloading and listening to the show. And please continue to download and listen to the show. You guys are awesome. Please give me reviews. Reviews help me get seen. And I just appreciate guys more than you can know. So thank you for all the love. And I'm so excited for what 2023 has for Kyle Talks and the Talkers. So anyways, let's jump into the episode. So yeah, I have my first business trip to New York. But before all that, my computer caught on fire. Yes, my computer. So I am a very avid gamer, as you guys may or may not know, for maybe some of my newer audiences, for some of my family members and friends who listen to this. You guys know I like gaming. That's how I connect with most of my friends. So there's this game that I've talked about on the podcast before that I have enjoyed literally since maybe I was like six. So I've been playing this game longer than I haven't. World of Warcraft. I've spent over half my life playing this game. Like, I've played this game more than I have not played this game. Does that make sense to you? Like, how many years? So, like, the new expansion came out for this game. And literally the day of, it was a Monday, I was getting work ready. I literally worked on Sunday to get ahead so I'd be ready to play that game that day with my friends. Like, I literally prepared ahead of time, right? Like, Saturday I was doing stuff for work and Sunday I was doing stuff for work because I knew I'd want to play this game. I want to make sure I was ready, you know, whatever, right? So Monday morning comes, I'm doing the thing. I'm in a meeting. I have a work meeting. I did another work meeting and I'm like, all right, I just have the game didn't come out till 3 o'clock PST on the West Coast. So I'm like, look, perfect. Like, I'm already ahead on work. Let me get more ahead because the game not even out yet, right? I'm in the middle of working. Bye out. Bloop. Quiet, like space. My computer turns all black. I'm like, okay, let me try turning it on. You know, I try turning it on, blah, blah, blah. I go through all that. I'm not going to bore you with all that. And then, you know, my dad has worked on computers literally his whole entire life. So I called him up. We were doing some test shooting. And for computer, like inside your computer, there's power cords that connect to different things. So how you want to figure out which one of those components is the problem is you unplug it and then try to run your computer to see like, okay, if it turned on, then it was that problem. So you get what I'm saying? So I was doing that and I turned off the GPU. And for the GPU view, for those who are uninitiated, the GPU is just what makes your computer like show up. The GPU is what makes your computer like show up things like your interface. It just makes it so you can see that. Without that, you wouldn't see anything. It would just be a black screen. So I unplugged that. I'm like, all right, Dad, I'm turning on my computer. Turn on my computer. I'm not going to add a big old sound effect to that because it'd be really annoying and I don't want to go back and like do that. But I mean, it was just like instantly. I mean, instantly that GPU part that makes stuff show up on the screen caught on fire. Some words ran out of my mouth because I'm going to be honest, that like scared me. It was a big flash. I was like, sugar, honey, iced tea. Like, it like surprised me so much. Like, I was not ready. Like I was not ready for that. Like, talk about when you like you get hit with something that you weren't expecting. That and it was like it wasn't loud, but it was like loud enough where you heard pop and then like I literally cannot. But like so, anyways, fire. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, I like freaked out for a second and I'm trying to press the power button, but there's smoke and it's like black smoke and it's all coming from that. And I'm worried my PC's done for. And Emily, she comes up, baby, what are you doing? And I'm trying to turn off the power button. My dad's like, Kyle, what's happening? And all I'm like, it's on fire. It's on fire. And I'm trying to press the power button. Like this sounds like it was happening forever, but this all happened within like 10 to 15 seconds. Which felt like 6 hours when in the moment. So I finally turned off the power button and the fire was still going. So I blew on it and finally, like, I mean, it was crazy, right? I ain't never seen nothing like that before in my life. I totally was not ready for that. But we found out what the problem was. The part that was making the glasses for my computer essentially caught on fire and, like, you know, didn't work. So that happened. So that's why we missed that's why we missed a week as well, because literally our PC caught on fire and, you know, we didn't, I knew I was going to be traveling soon and that really sucks that game came out, but I wanted to wait a little bit before I went and bought another part. I obviously went, when I got back from New York, I bought the new part for my computer. So now it's working. So I knew I was going to buy another part and I got back from New York, but I want to focus on work, you know, and stuff like that. So I was like, it's a week away from the podcast when it hurt. But here's what I learned from that. I should be pre-recording episodes. Right now I record them around Saturday and Sunday is usually when I record. Saturday, Sunday, or Monday is usually when I record. So maybe I need to start doing stuff a week in advance. And this is just stuff you learn, right? Like maybe I should just start doing a week in advance. So if anything, you know, technology's not perfect. There's going to be somewhere else down the line where technology screws up, right? Like it's going to happen. So next time there's something like this happens, hopefully it's not my computer catching a fire. I hope it's a much smaller issue next time. But next time something like that happens, it'll be okay because the podcast will move on. So yeah, that was crazy. Like in the house smelled like plastic smoke. I even know, like, there was plastic in those things. But it was, like, plastic smoke and, like, metal smoke. We opened windows. We're safe. I haven't developed anything. I don't know. I haven't mutated yet. If I start growing a third arm or something or, like, a third eye, I'll let y'all know. But as of now, we're good. Nothing, you know. Emily's good. I'm good. So, yeah, that happened. So then I was MIA without a computer. And then we started traveling for work. So my startup I'm part of that I've talked about it here, called Aria. We are a software development company and this company has been going since COVID. So we finally got all together, to like meet and like do business and hack it out. And I'm originally supposed to go to the Dominican Republic. And let me tell y'all, I was ready because I was ready to practice my Spanish. Unfortunately, that didn't, if I'm being honest, fortunately, that ended up not happening because it was a little too quick paced for us. We had some things come up here and there. So what we ended up doing was we ended up starting to go to New York, which is awesome because you guys know that I have never been to New York minus this one instant. And I just felt like I love New York and I've always loved it. And that's before I even ever went there. Now that I've been there, I could tell you I like it, but I've never even been there, you know, like traveling, doing that whole kind of thing. And let me be fair. We didn't touch the city too much. Like we flew over it and saw it, but man, I rode the train. I felt like, bro, I stepped off the plane and like, I want to put some Tims on. I had my Yankee with no brim. I want to put that boy, bad boy on. I was like mean mugging people on the train station. Looking angry because we had nothing like that in LA. So I'm like, I'm trying to, you know, I'm like, I don't know what it is, bro. And I'll be honest, I saw Spider-Man. Like, spoiler alert, I saw him, right? And it was crazy because I just told him I'll link up with him later is all. Like, he said, hey, Kyle, bro, I listened to your podcast. I said, Peter, and he dapped me up. So we're like, you know, dapped me up. Peter's pretty cool. He was short with me. He's probably saying, but it's cool. So yeah, it was just a good time. So I flew from LA to New York on a Saturday. So I got there. My boss showed me around. He picked me up. Apparently something good on the East Coast called Wawa's. Wawa's. It's like a retro. Let me explain what it is. It's like a high-end gas station, but food. You know what I'm talking about? Like where you go in and you like, it's a gas station. Yeah. They have like your corner store kind of stuff. But then you go inside. and you can order like food, like at the little station, and they bring you out the food. That's what it was, but it was like for sandwiches. And I mean, maybe it tasted good because I was flying for 6 hours that day. Also, who knew? Well, that was a 4-hour flight, my bad. From LA to New York, that was a 4-hour flight. It was a 6.5 hour flight back to LA from New York, but we'll talk about that. So we got there, I ordered it. I mean, it was I do have listeners on the East Coast. I do have some people out there on the East Coast. What's so special about Wawa's? Why are y'all crazy? And you know what's crazy? The second I get it, I got Wawa's, or however the heck you say that, and came, I started getting nothing but ads on my phone for Wawa's. Literally, all I was getting was ads on my phone for Wawa's. I don't know. I don't get it. I wouldn't say it was terrible, but I didn't get it. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't really understand the hype behind it. Imagine like a Subway where you order from a screen instead of they make it in front of you. That's the vibe. Not saying, no, see, when I say that, y'all gonna be thinking I'm talking trash. It just didn't seem that good. Like, it wasn't terrible for sure. But I go there again, not willingly, but if like the whole group said, hey, let's go to a Wawa's, I'd be down probably. No, I would be down. But it was just, it was interesting. So we went to Wawa's. I met up with a lot of other of my current coworkers, and it was just a good time to meet everyone, finally see people face to face. When you do stuff over Zoom, you literally see like they're from their clavicle to above their head. That's like all you see, especially if you're a remote worker. Shout out all my remote workers. We out here, we're doing the thing. So not too much to take away from that trip. Like I said, it's my first time doing reimbursement stuff, which is crazy. It was my first time traveling for work, which is crazy. It was my first time, you know, for a lot of that stuff. And I feel coming back to, you know, society, business, culture, what this podcast is about. It's cool, even though I'm just starting in life, and I'm talking my podcast, I'm talking my business work, even though I'm just starting in these like areas of my life, I'm grateful that I'm already starting to see this kind of stuff. Like, people who fly all the time for business, it's like whatever for them. But for someone who didn't come from like that type of background, I mean, my dad did a lot of traveling when we were younger, and not for business, not so much anymore. But he did when we were younger. So it's like having that background of like, man, I went to college for this. Man, I grinded. I had an internship. I had mentors. I had people pour into me. And now here I am. Like, even though I'm some early entry position and I just graduated college this year, it's like I'm nowhere near arrived, right? Like, I'm very aware I haven't arrived at all. And what do I mean by arrived? I mean, like, I haven't arrived. Like, I haven't made it yet. I'm not him yet. I haven't gotten to my successful goals yet, what I define as success, right? But I'm very grateful for these little like nuggets of goodness, for lack of better words, that I get to see on my way to what I define for success in my career, in my like professional career, not like my social life or nothing like that, but like my professional. So it's like, so for me, it was really, I reflected a lot. So I got back, this podcast is coming out Friday the 9th. I got back Wednesday the 7th from New York. So I was gone for about 5 days. Yeah, four or five days for business. And man, it's, I'm grateful, you know, for this little trip. I'm grateful for going out there. We're doing more business trips and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm just grateful. I'm nowhere near arriving. I want to make sure that's clear. Nor do I have this false sense of grandeur where I think I've arrived, but I'm appreciating the good little moments on my way to arriving. You know, so that's the kind of vibe I'm getting from this. And it was a good time. I am excited for ending out this year strong. So on my notes, I kind of turned this into a thankful thing. But yeah, the only other thing about New York too is we went to this place called Sandbox VR. I don't know if you guys know nothing about that, but it's pretty much you put on like a full VR suit and like you like can play zombie games. You can play pirate games, like super future state games, you know, stuff like that. And the guy who was helping us, he had a pretty New York accent. Like, I don't know what New Yorkers do, but this dude showed up to work in like some loafers and some sweats which I can't say much, you know, because I work from home, bro. I show up to meetings in a shirt and, like, shorts. Like, you know what I mean? So I get it. But I'm like, dang, bro, y'all just show up to work in loafers? Like, in person? So it had a more chill vibe. Don't get me wrong. I'm not judging nobody or nothing like that because I literally work from home. But it was just weird. I'm like, all y'all New Yorkers just, like, wear whatever when you go to work? So that was pretty cool. And the dude, so after the whole game's over, everyone's walking. Some people are on the phone or something. I'm talking to the guy about, like, New York and, like, where are you from, L.A. and all whatever. And he was like, I'm from L.A. He says, yeah, I can tell. I'm like, what? Like, a pause? Like, I don't know if that was, like you pressing me because I'm from L.A. or is, like, you trying to say something weird about, like, you know what I mean? He was like, I was like, how you doing from L.A.? He was like, bro, you got the, he said, bro, you got them high waters on. You got them big old thick shoes that ain't nobody wear out in New York. I'm like, you got them bright colors on. I was like, okay, whoa. Like a windbreaker, you know, kind of thing. It's like, whoa. And I thought about it. That is how all LA, think of this person right now. Think of a vintage t-shirt, cropped or high water pants with like big old brick shoes that are like some like weird bright color. Bro, they're from LA. That's so true. I looked at him and said, I'm trying to be mad at you, but you're absolutely right. From someone who lives in LA. Like, you got the high waters on, you got the vintage shirt on, or like a really bright, really loud shirt, and you got like the bulky shoes on, whether it be like some Huaraches, those which I had. You got like the Stompers on or some like colorful New Balances. I'm like, yeah, bro, that sounds, yeah. You got me, dog. I'm like, you know what, bro? I can't even be mad. You right. That is literally how everyone, and there, I dress like it now too. And to make it worse, got your, what's it called? You got your Hydro Flask. What? That makes it even worse. Every LA person ever matches that description, plus a big old Hydro Flask. Cause everyone's drinking a gallon of water today. But they're lying, cause they only do that. Y'all only drink it when you go outside. Y'all come inside the house, y'all ain't drinking it. But we ain't talking about all that right now. We definitely not talking about all that. So it was just like, I was like, okay, like that hurt. But now I'm like, you know what? Man's right, actually. Like, he's actually not capping. That's actually how we dress out there in the good old land of SoCaliners. So that was an interesting interaction from like literally one coast to the other coast. I'm like, I can't even tell you what New Yorkers dress, bro. I would assume it would be the same. Especially because, like, you know, the young folk, us young folks, or up in there. But that was, it was just a really fun experience. I talked about my podcast there. I was like, hey bro, check out Kyle Talks. So if I don't remember your name, I'm super sorry. Bro, if you're listening to this, hit me up at Kyle the Horton on Instagram or Twitter, my social links. If you're actually listening to this, bro, that would be crazy. And on top of that, this is weird and we'll probably forget about this. But if you are actually listening to us, the guy at Sandbox VR who had them loafers and sweats on and was like taking the VR stuff off of me, bro, I would love to have you come on the pod. We'll talk about like society and culture and business and all that in New York. Literally, I don't know if you're listening to this. I remember we talked about my podcast, but if you are listening, bro, hit me up. Let's get that podcast episode going. We could talk about all that. But yeah, guys, it was just a good time. It was really also a good time of, even though I was working, a good time of like reflection on like this year. As we come to the end of the year, I was reflecting like, man, we've done this podcast consistently for like 7 months now out of this year. Like, I'm really back on it. We're really on it. We're really doing this thing. An episode or two episodes every week, minus last week because my computer was on fire and all that good stuff. And we're getting people downloaded and we're getting people sharing. And I'm doing well in my professional career. I'm moving up. I've been here for 6 months now, doing better. And so it's just like, although, like I said, I'm nowhere near where my success is or like saying where I'm going to arrive, it's like the best feeling because I know I'm making the correct steps. I'm not getting caught up in all the good little stuff. I'm not getting caught up in all this weird stuff where I like fooling myself into making our arrived, where I get like 2 to 3 people DMing me about the podcast and I think I've arrived or anything like that. Like I am not doing, but I am grateful for literally so much of what you've guys done for me and where I'm at. And it's really fun to see. It is like incredibly fun to see knowing where it's going. and like how you guys are helping me be a part of that. And so like, I'm incredibly, incredibly, incredibly grateful. I had a great time in New York, in New Jersey, in Princeton, in Newark, New Jersey too. Great time. I can't wait to go back and like get in the actual city, and I'm like deep in the bowels of like Brooklyn and deep in the bowels of like Bronx and like in all five of the boroughs and like really get down in there, because it was just like the outskirts and seeing it from here and there, but like actually in the city and actually being in the city, I'm really looking forward to that too. Incredibly looking forward to that. I mean, it was a fantastic experience, my first trip. We had some great ice cream. We went to like Princeton University and we saw like all the Princeton University people, and that campus is literally humongous. And I'm excited. I'm excited for where I'm going, and I'm excited that you guys get to come with me and you guys are listening to me talk about it. I mean, it's crazy, right? We're building a base. We have these things. And man, New York was fun. My GPU catching on fire was not fun. Computer catching on fire is definitely not fun. But regardless, I've been having a fantastic time. And I'm looking forward to building more stuff. And I can't wait to develop this podcast even more. I have really good stuff I have planned for 2023. With this podcast. I'm really looking forward to getting it going and getting it off the ground. Really, I am. But that's it, guys. Thank you for all the love. Thank you for always showing me love. I appreciate you guys. Please review the podcast. Please, please, please review the podcast. The reason why I'm putting so much emphasis in it really means a lot. If you've made it to the end, DM, text me. LA is better than New York. Or call me, whatever, do any of those three, so I know you've made it to the end, and I